Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is Richard Sachs at Lost Arts Radio. Really nice to be with you again. And we have an incredible show for you tonight. If you're a regular listener of Lost Arts Radio, you may remember a great guest we had last year named Diego Rodriguez. And he was on because one of the great government services called CPS had kidnapped his grandson. And we got to talk about that. It's one of the things your tax dollars are getting you as a special service you may not know about. And one of the things that he told us in that interview was that he had a life-transforming experience with his health at a place called Living Waters Retreat Center in Idaho in the U.S. And I'm always really interested to find out the good places to go for if you don't want to be chemicalized and poisoned and have your body cut up, and you're early enough so you still have an option to do a natural approach to getting your health back, I want to know about it. And Diego referred us to the creator of Living Waters Center, which is David Dehas, and he finally got a chance to come and join us tonight and tell us what it's like. So what I want to do is try to give you a little bit of a feeling of what it's like to go there, what's available, how it works, and the whole deal. So welcome, David, and we'll see what we have time to get to tonight. It should be fun.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
What I thought we could do is just start with kind of an introduction. Well, there's so much I want to suggest at once, but I think just to say who you are, how did you get involved in all this kind of stuff? You weren't a professional retreat center academy student as a little kid. So how did you build up to having an interest? And then how did you put it together and how come it ended up where it is?
Well, I was sick. I wasn't feeling well. And, you know, it was a journey. And to me, I was, you know, originally I was going to be a real estate guru for my life. That's what I was. My plan was I was in commercial real estate for a number of years. I tell people I've been permanently unemployed since 1981. Always owned a business, always been an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. But no, I was sick. I was sick, not sick. I mean, you look at me, I look appearance of good health, but inside hurting, everything from, severe allergies. When I was a kid, I had really bad asthma. I mean, so bad that there'd be days I would just be begging to get another breath. This is back in the 60s and 70s. Psoriasis, acne, you know, joint hurt. When I, 30 years of age, I love to play basketball, but going on the basketball court, every step hurt. I mean, I would jog around for 45 minutes before I could actually get limber enough to actually run up and down the court. And then one day, I popped an ACL and a meniscus in my knee, and that really slowed me down. And that was 1991. My daughter was 1 year of age, and she was having a lot of problems. She was always crying, and we found out that it was the vaccines that was causing her problems. And that's when I was referred to a homeopath, and I told him I was going to have surgery on my knee. He says, no, David, you're too sick to do that right now. And so that was kind of that when he started telling us as a homeopath, and again, I never met a homeopath, didn't know what they were. And he started sharing with us, you know, different truths. we began investigating. And shortly after that, I met a nutritional products company. I started taking their supplements. And then I started meeting scientists and people in the nutrition field. And then shortly after that, I met an iridologist, and this iridologist looked at my eyes one day and says, David, how often do you go to the bathroom? I said, I don't know. Maybe sometimes once a day, sometimes every 3 days, kind of depends. Why? Does that matter? Well, yes, it matters. You're constipated. You need to do colonics. And I looked at her and go, what the heck's a colonic? She says, well, I'll show you. So she told me about a colonic, and there was no place to get a colonic done back in those days in my area that I was aware of. It wasn't something you'd see on the street corner. So I had to set up a system in my home back in those days, and that's where I began. And I've always kind of been a do-it-yourself guy, and so I began doing it myself. And it was just been a continual journey. And then about the year 2005, my father-in-law was really, really sick, and my wife's very intuitive, and says, Dad, you know, you really should do a 10-day cleanse. I just have a vision. You need to do a 10-day cleanse. You'll live. If you don't, you're going to die. And so he kind of ignored her. And so she started taking pictures of him that day out on his farm. Finally got upset. He goes, why are you taking all these pictures of me? He says, well, you didn't answer me. I figured you chose to die, so I'm taking pictures for your funeral. That kind of woke him up. So he decided to do a 10-day cleanse, and it changed his world. I mean, it was just amazing. And shortly thereafter,
was that after you had the center up and running?
No, we didn't have it up and running yet. But that was really kind of the genesis for, okay, we've got to do this. And we opened up in 2009. And really, I opened up then because my daughter was getting out of college. I says, perfect. This is perfect, Emmanuel. I got you. Great job. And you're going to be a colon hydrotherapist. And we're going to do this retreat. And I'm going to refer people to you. And you'll run it. And that's why you went to business school. And that was, of course, right after during that recession. And unfortunately, there wasn't a lot of revenue coming in, so she had to take a different job, and so basically became a ministry for my wife and I, and Amanda, of course, is still involved. She still owns the place, but here and there, I never saw myself in here as a full time person doing this, but that's kind of how it all evolved. I was really sick, and I also had cancer, and I had to find an answer for cancer, and that was in 2003, and I treated myself alternatively. Colon hydrotherapy was a big part of that. Huge part of it actually. And, nutrition, of course, but, that was kind of the genesis, kind of jumping around a little bit, but that was kind of the genesis. I had to get well. And the beauty of it was I got to save my family's life. My mom had severe allergies and my dad had cancer. In fact, and right after we opened up in 2009, my dad was diagnosed with prostate cancer and his PSA number was jumped from 13 to 38, like within 30 days. And he says, well, you better get some surgery done and blah, blah, blah. And I says, Dad, you need to cleanse, dude. You John Deere mechanic for 55 years. You never wore gloves when you put your hands in solvents. Your liver's toxic. You're toxic. You got to cleanse. And so he started cleansing. And his PSA number, they told him, best case with radiation, it would drop from 38 to maybe 7 or 8, but it would come back in about 2 years, and he had 2 years to live.
Right. Yeah, it's amazing how these things are treated with the most destructive possible therapy that you could imagine.
Well, get this. His PSA dropped like in within 5 to 10 days, it dropped to zero. It's been zero for 14 years. My dad, I just celebrated yesterday was his 90th birthday.
Wow. Wow.
And my mom's allergies are gone. And so it's been a great blessing for our family, of course. And, you know, I can do things today at 65. I couldn't do it at 30.
So that original idea for the 10-day cleanse that you suggested to your dad, where did that come from, and what were the elements of that cleanse at that time?
Well, at that time, I was doing 10 days of colonics, and really the genesis behind all this was Dr. Bernard Jensen, who
I met him in California.
Did you really? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Awesome. You're so fortunate.
That was amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was built on what he was doing.
Right. And then we've expanded upon that as far as the modalities, and we have, you know, due to technology and so forth, we have, you know, a lot of other modalities we use here in our process that helps people get rid of the toxins and the parasites and all that good stuff.
Right. So are the elements that you have in the center now patterned after the Jensen Center, or have you got stuff that goes way beyond that?
Yeah. Well, thanks to, inventions and technology. Since he was around, we've got, for example, we have an on-demand pulse frequency machine. Some people have heard of Rife machines. This is a from 0 to 33,000 hertz machine, and we can literally dial in and test you for what frequencies you need to rebalance your body, especially when it comes to killing fungus and parasites and so forth, which are a big part of most people's healing journey, is getting rid of the parasites and the fungus. Mm-hmm. We use a far infrared sauna. We have a far infrared biomat with amethyst stone in it that helps the body to detoxify and heal. We use crystal harmonic healing bowls. We play those bowls for people, those singing bowls. Again, it's all about getting your energetic being back to balance, back to homeostasis. We do energy healing. So we have whole body vibration machines to help move lymphatic fluid. And of course, we have the deluxe colonic beds. The colonic beds have changed quite a bit since Jensen's day, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So do you want to give people kind of a feeling of what the process is from first contact? Like if they don't live in your area, the first contact would be looking at your website, which we should mention, and then calling you for a consultation, right? And so I want to kind of make believe we're going through that process right up through the actual experience.
Yeah. So usually most people either find us, you know, via the internet or maybe my radio show or whatever, but livingwaterscleanse.com, that's a great place to start. And on that website at the top right, there's a little webinar. It's a free webinar called The Four Natural Laws of Healing. And that's where people need to begin. They watch that, and it's actually mandatory to come here. You have to watch that video. If you don't want to watch it, then don't come, because I need to have you educated and be talking the same language, at least understanding the language that we're going to speak to you. And that's going to take you through all of the tools we use as well. So we start there, and they fill out an intake form. And yeah, usually people, like today, person called me, and we started talking about their symptoms. And of course, we want to get to the root cause. And, you know, with the root cause, we got to heal the gut first. And that's where colon hydrotherapy is so powerful. And then from there, you know, they get on a plane or drive here, however that looks like, of course. And they're here about 5 to 6 hours per day in our office and doing all the different modalities. So first time they come in the morning, they will probably grab some organic juice, perhaps, and start through the process. And for some people, that may be they start after they have a little drink of juice, they may start in the room where we have the crystal harmonic healing bowls. And I've got a picture of that. You want me to put the picture?
Yeah. Any pictures that go with what you're explaining would be great. I want it to feel like they're getting a taste of actually going there.
Okay. Let me see.
This is in southern Idaho, right?
Yes. We're in Boise, Idaho. And
are you right in town or are you outside of town?
Nope, right smack dab in the middle of Boise, Idaho. I'm trying to figure out how I get there's where there's our room where our you can't see the whole room here, but we actually this is where we serve our organic soups and juices.
Okay.
And our we provide you meals, so you're going to eat here. These are the crystal harmonic healing bowls. We'll play these bowls for you. You'll do a little prayer meditation. And it's pretty awesome. You know, parasites don't like the sounds of the bowls. Again, it's a frequency. We're bodies of light and frequency, of course, as you know. And so playing these bowls, the first day, they may sound a little odd to some people. I can really tell a difference when people really start to get back into balance. The bowl sound will subtly change. Not huge, but subtly you'll hear a different sound. Now, sometimes I have these bowls will literally kind of screech if the energy is really off, which is very interesting to me. So you'll do that. And then, of course, then it may be off to the, let's see here, where's the next room we got here? The on-demand room. So this little machine over here on the right, you see here, there's that's the frequency machine. There's a couple of devices that go on your body. You really don't feel anything when you're having this applied to you. But again, we're going to muscle test you to determine what frequencies that your body is calling out for, and then we'll start that process. And what's very interesting is we're detoxifying the body and doing the colonics and doing all the things we're doing together. That's what's really important about what we do here, is we're doing them everything every day. That's why you're here 5 to 6 hours. And so we really get that body to able to really detox at a greater level than you would if you're just doing. Like this one gal, she had done a lot of things, a lot of the same tools that we had, but she'd done them, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there over a period of years. And when she came to us, she says, God, it just made a lot of sense to kind of do it all in one place. And she had really severe fungus and parasites and tremendous change in those 10 days for that person. Then you may go over to this device. This is called the Far Infrared Biomat, and this is awesome. You lay on this mat for about 30 minutes, and the amethyst stone, the far infrared, are really amazing at helping detoxify the blood. For the people that are listening, if you've got cold hands and cold feet, that's simply a issue with blood circulation. We got to get that blood moving, and this will help that. After I first got these mats right after we opened, and I got them originally because I thought, wow, it really helps relax the clients. It'll relax me. I fell asleep on it. It puts you in a delta state of relaxation. And so I thought it would be great to have people get on this before they got on the client bed, because, you know, understandably so, you're going to be nervous the first time you do a colonic. And I thought this would be great. And then I got a book not too many months after that called Fourth Degree Refugee, and it was been translated out of Japanese to English. And actually in Japan, their hospitals, they will sandwich you between two mats, because what science knows is that, in fact, Harvard did this study, that at 104 degrees Fahrenheit, cancer cells are vulnerable to heat and will be destroyed. So when we heat up the body, that's going to turn on your NK and T cells and lymphocytes. And so that's going to reactivate the body's cancer fighters to go to work. And in addition to feeling great and relaxing and getting your body heated up and your blood moving, you'll notice more energy after you get off of the biomat. I use this every single day. This is probably my favorite tool, besides the colonic beds, of course. I use the biomat every single day. I've got two of them at home. I've got one in my pickup truck. When I go on a long trip, I put it in the seat of my pickup truck. And when I get done, I'm not stiff and sore. I feel great. So that's an awesome treatment. And
how do they get powered in the car?
I have a converter.
Okay. Yeah. So they'll run on 12 volt.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yep. Yeah. And let's see. This is our far infrared sauna. You know, we detoxify four ways. You know, we poop and we pee and we breathe and we sweat. Women have a fifth way. Of course, that's menstruation. But far infrared sauna, interesting enough, is more effective than a steam or hot sauna, but at a much lower temperature. So it's a lot easier to be inside a far infrared sauna. And you'll get out tenfold more toxins in a far infrared sauna than you will a steam or hot sauna. And then, of course, one of the other tools we use, we got to move lymphatic fluid. You have about 800 lymphatic nodes in your body, about 45 pints of fluid. And if you've ever heard of people having lymphoma cancer, well, that's simply the lymphatic system was doing its job, but things got stagnant. So think of it this way. When you've got old fecal matter laying in the trunk of your colon, think of that colon tissue kind of like a screen door, and that poop sitting in there. By the way, the average person listening to the show is packing 12 to 15 pounds. That's really going to push into that tissue and get into the bloodstream. And now the blood has got a way of kind of discharging this junk by dripping this intertestinal fluid into the tissues. Those of you who have edema, you've got swollen legs or whatever, well, your body is not circulating that. So the lymphatic is supposed to pick that up. Well, the problem is there's no pump. Well, think about this. The heart's got about 10 pints of blood. And the blood system's got 10 pints of blood, but it's got to pump the heart. The lymphatic system has no pump. Your pump is doing hopscotch, jump rope, trampoline, or these whole body vibration machines. We use the ones made by T-Zone. They're very gentle, and they oscillate back and forth. And that's going to help move lymphatic. And of course, that lymphatic will then go up and then dump into the vein and then go into the liver. And then your liver will try to deal with it the best way it can, which is why so many people have a very toxic liver. And so one of the things we do on the 10-day retreat is we're going to do a liver cleanse in addition to a parasite cleanse and so forth. But these machines are also very awesome for building bone and muscle. They mimic walking. So 10 minutes on this is like an hour workout. Awesome machines. You can see them on our website at livingwaterscleanse.com. We sell them here at the office. Great investment, you know, for getting on 10 minutes and move that lymphatic, wake you up. It also makes you smarter. There's actually a doctor here in town. He works with young kids and for brain, and he has them get on this when they're in his office. So he's helping with learning disabilities and so forth. You'll notice we have some screens there. Go ahead.
You sell those for people to use at home?
Yes, we do.
What do they cost, David?
Well, you see off to the far right, there's a little small portable one. Those are priced at $475. And then these big ones you see here are priced at $2,399.
Okay, that's less than I guessed. That's great.
Then the screens, you see we got screens everywhere. So there's quite a bit of learning and education that goes on here. We want you to be empowered. We want you to have the knowledge. And so we give you a lot of educational tools. We teach you things like heart coherence, getting your heart more in line with your brain. We teach you a lot of emotional tools, for example, emotional freedom technique, EFT. We teach you that day one. And there's several others. So we're giving you a lot of tools every day. You're getting a little bit more information so that you can be empowered.
And if somebody wanted to get one of those machines or anything else that you're having available, they go to your same website. How do they do that?
Yeah, they need to call us at the office. And it's 208-378-9911 or livingwaterscleanse.com. Livingwaterscleanse.com. Okay. Yeah.
And before you go to the next part, where do people sleep overnight? Do you do that on site or do they get a hotel or what happens with that?
Yeah. So people traveling here, we've had people travel from all over the United States and actually some people came from internationally as well. But They will stay. We have an assisted living, or not assisted living. That's what you want to avoid, folks.
Do this, hopefully not.
Yeah. No, we have a, there's a place called the Candlewood Suite just a mile from us, and they are an extended stay facility. And they actually have, you can cook in there if you need to, but for the most part, you'll, you know, eat and drink most of everything you need here at our facility. And then that would be a place for you to rest overnight, come the next day.
So it'd be nice to get a contact for that place too, for people to check out.
Yeah. Yeah. Candlewood Suites. I don't know if I have their number here. Before we go, we can, but it's on our website under, so on the website, there's not only this video that's very important to watch called The Four Natural Laws of Healing, but there's also, it says 10-day healing retreat. If they click on that, it'll give them a lot of information. It'll show you the dates of our cleanses. We only do one 10-day retreat per month. It also has the phone number for the Candlewood Suites. So that's, so the big thing we're missing right now is this device. This is our colon hydrotherapy bed. And this is the this is getting down to the root of the matter. So, you know, you think about your colon, Richard. There is about 5 to 7 feet of colon and about 25 to 27 feet of small intestine. It's a lot of area.
Right.
Take care of the surface area the size of a tennis court. The beauty of these beds, this is a, what they call an open system, gravity-fed bed. It's very, very gentle. You're all covered up. And as you see, we have blankets there. And there's this very small rectal tube, actually the size of a pencil.
Now,
that's a 30-year rectum.
The open system was invented later than the closed system, right?
No, I think, well, you know what? I don't know exactly. I think the open system, I mean, back in the days of Jensen, way back in the day, that was the type of system he had. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there's a little more crudely fashioned.
It's so much better than the closed system. I was wondering if that already existed. Why would anybody come up with a closed system after that?
You know, I don't know. There's two schools of thought. And what I have found, like what you just recently shared with me, is that I've had clients that have done the closed system. I think over the years, I've maybe had one person who said they preferred it, but most of the people that come here, my experience was, it's, you get so much more release on an open system bed like this.
Right. Well, plus there's a privacy issue too.
Oh yeah. In a closed system, the nurse has to, or the therapist has to be in the room with you.
Right.
And if you're constipated, you want an open system. Here's why. In a closed system, the tube is about 5/8 of an inch in diameter. And the water, so she has to insert that in there for you and basically make sure it stays there. And then if you're constipated, so some of this fecal matter in your intestinal tract can be as hard as concrete. Mm-hmm. You know, for those of you who are pooping once every 3 days, once I had a gal the other day, it had been 2 weeks, been that way for a long time. You've got some really hard matter in there. And so if that, when that starts to break apart, the problem is if it's bigger than 5/8, it can't get down that little tube. Well, in a closed system, they have to either unhook you, or worst case, the tube blows out and then poop and water goes over all over the you and the massage table and the floor. And it's very embarrassing. Or if you're lucky, you get off, you go down to the hall to a bathroom. Well, in this case, on this bed, if I can show you another, let's see. So you see here, this little area here is basically where all the poop and the pee goes, right there. So you're pooping and peeing basically very naturally. The little tiny tube that we use, the size of a pencil, the poop just goes around it. So you can just let go there. And so you're going to have, you know, hundreds of releases, possibly. Well, I should say hundreds, anywhere from probably 50 to 100 releases every in a 45-minute session to an hour session. So a lot of water flowing in and gently flowing out. Now, three things are happening. You're dissolving the old stuff. You're hydrating your tissues. That colon, if you're not going to the bathroom every day, that colon can get, and plus you get dehydrated, and that colon is can be fairly dried out in areas. So we got to hydrate the tissue. And then the third thing it's doing is really training that colon to start squeezing again. That's called peristalsis, that squeezing motion. For those of you constipated, or if you're not eating and pooping every day, you don't have that going on. And what's happening is things just backing up in the system until pretty soon it finally kind of just pushes through. So that wasn't the way it should be doing. You should be having proper digestion, should be the foods coming down, of course, through your stomach. Digestive enzymes are helping digest it further. It gets into the small intestine, and that's doing peristalsis as well. And that's where a lot of the nutrients drop into the intestinal, into the bloodstream. It gets nutrients get carried to the cells. And then it gets into the colon, and the colon, you're thinking about it, on the lower right side, you know, above on your above your right hip there, there's called the ileocecal valve. You can kind of see it, if you can see it here on the screen up there on that chart. And now it's got to go up against gravity, up towards your right side where your liver is, up to your ribs, and then across the transverse colon, and then down the descending colon in and out. Well, you know, it's got to go against gravity. And so you got to make sure that muscle is squeezing properly. So what we're basically every time you're getting on it, you're going to the what I call the colon hydrotherapy gym to literally get that muscle to start squeezing properly again. So most of you, if you're not pooping right, you're not, your muscle's not working properly. So we had to retrain it. And that's where I was years ago. Didn't know it, but basically stuff would just back up until, you know, something had to go. And that was a lot of people on this earth. And now that affects a lot of things because, as you know, Richard, every organ in your body, every organ, heart, liver, spleen, kidneys, eyes, ears, arms, hands, neck, shoulder, connect to the intestinal tract. All these nerves go all the way down and connect to your intestinal tract. So there's little neurons in your intestinal tract, more neurons in your intestinal tract than there is the spinal column. I mean, holy heck, that's a lot of neurons. So think of neurons. I call them cell phones. They got to fire and wire these nerves. And if those are being covered up with poop, there's no signal. We got to get these things firing. And I can give you many, many examples, but for those of you with brain fog, you know, 90% of your serotonin gets made in the transverse colon. And if you've got that needs to be firing and wiring. So you got to have all those brain to be firing. If you got brain fog, it's transverse colon issue. You got to clean out the transverse colon. Heal it. It's fascinating.
So this should be what a normal doctor's office looks like, right?
Yes, really it should be. You know, so many things can be. So I would submit to you, my belief is this. In 14 years, we've seen, you know, many, 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 many people. I've seen some really, really, really sick people. I mean, people have came in here in wheelchairs, can't walk, can barely talk. And we get them walking within 5 or 6 days. I had a gal with Alzheimer's. She couldn't talk.
Wow.
And this shocked the heck out of me. I didn't know where we were going to head with this client. This is years ago. And on day 5, she began talking to me.
How old was she?
I think she was 65, 68.
Wow.
And I turned around. I go, wow, you've changed. And she goes, this is what she said to me. She says, I probably shouldn't tell you this, but before I came here, I just wanted to kill myself.
Yeah, I understand that.
And I looked at her, and she was just glowing. I mean, wow. Just this angel glowing.
This was after 5 days, right?
5 days. And I went, wow. That is amazing. I wish I would have had a video camera taping. No, there's so many things that happen here. But we had a Parkinson's guy that came in. And I remember he came in an electric cart. We had to lift him onto that colonic bed.
Right.
And I'm looking at his legs and I went, what the heck's going on here? Because his legs were as black as night.
Wow.
And I went, oh my word. And so we began, he didn't do our 10-day retreat, but he came in about every other day to do colonics. That's all he could handle. And maybe every third day sometimes.
Okay.
And within 6 months, those legs were pink.
Wow.
And he, oh, by the way, after 6 colonics, He just started using a walker only. He had this electric cart that he carried in the back of his car, and he quit putting it on the back of his car. He quit hauling that thing around.
Wow. So what symptoms did he have when he came in?
Well, he couldn't walk. I mean, he had Parkinson's.
So he was shaking all over the place?
It's been a number of years ago. Yeah, the biggest thing is that I remember about him is, you know, of course, he was not a happy person.
Uh-huh.
I just remember those black legs. That's what I remember most about
him. That sounds dangerous. Sounds like the tissue was dying.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, he was a dead man.
I mean, he's lucky. He's lucky they weren't both amputated.
Oh, definitely. Definitely, for sure. Yeah, yeah. We've had people come in. A lot of people come with arthritis and brain fog. And, you know, I give you an example of a lady that came in. This is a school teacher, 32-year-old school teacher, two kids, and severe tiredness. She came in and she had dark black circles under her eyes. And I met her when she walked in. I just happened to walk into our reception area. And I saw her and I went, oh, wow, she's constipated. So mm-hmm. I took her into our room and started talking to her. And of course, my first question is, how often do you poop? And she looked at me and she goes, well,
a good conversation starter, right?
Yeah. Yeah. She says, well, about every 3 days. I said, has anybody ever asked you that before? She goes, no. Now, this is a person who's had 3 colonoscopies, a couple MRIs, CT scans. Wow. I mean, her dad's a medical doctor. She'd been everywhere, done everything.
Plenty of drugs, I would imagine, too.
And, they'd given her depression and anxiety drugs. She'd quit those. Okay. They weren't working, obviously. But she told me she was so tired that if she took her kids to the zoo for 2 or 3 hours, it'd take her a couple days of rest, just sleeping. Wow. Yeah, wow. And she was 32. Wow. And we called her Miss Sparkle after the cleanse. Her black eyes went away. Different person. And rather than pooping every 3 to 4 days, we got her on a regular basis. And
what you're describing is a whole different understanding of health and disease. You know, instead of compartmentalized, you know, like you have this disease, it affects only this organ. It means you need this drug. And the drug will make you worse, but that's what you need. And then you're going to get worse and worse, and then you'll fall apart, and then we'll take your organs out. And that's a current approach. And you're saying, no, things are actually connected.
Everything's connected. You look at in the webinar, the 4 Natural Laws of Healing, this is really important. People want to pause the video where it shows the iridology chart that Dr. Bernard Jensen developed, and it shows you all these connections. So another great example, I had a contractor, and he could not lift his, he was a left-handed person. He'd been framing houses for 40 years.
Uh-huh.
He could not lift his arm. He couldn't lift this height. He couldn't swing a hammer. And that'd been that way for 6 months. So he did some chelation therapy for a while, for about 6 months. And then he did a parasite cleanse. Now, somebody charged him $2,000 to do a parasite cleanse. And he told me these parasites, he was clear of parasites, but someone told him so. And I says, well, unless you've done colonics, your parasites are not gone. And he was embarrassed to come here, but his wife had been through our 10-day retreat. So she had pretty much forced him to come in. And he'd missed, you know, he couldn't work for 6 months. And plus he spent $12,000 doing both of those treatments. And so for a fraction of that cost, he did our 10-day healing retreat. And here's the thing, on day 5, he walks in and he says, David, look it. And he raises his arm like this and he shows me how he can swing. Well, if you look on the iridology chart, up on your left ascending colon, that's where the left arm shoulder connection is.
You know, most people don't know what that is. So you want to describe iridology. I know Dr. Jensen was really known for that.
Yeah.
But most people never heard of it. So what's iridology?
Iridology is being able, you look in your eyes and your eyes are a reflection of what's going on in your body. And on this picture you're seeing here on the screen, you can see up on the wall here, we have one of those, but so
I can't see it very well.
Yeah, it's hard to see, and listeners probably won't see it. But in the video, 4 Natural Laws of Healing, you'll be able to pause it and look at it. So that it shows you all the connections from your eye is a great window to you and how well you're living. And in fact, his daughter-in-law, Dr. Ellen Tart Jensen, I interviewed her. She's a fascinating guest. Had her own health issues that she actually going to Dr. Jensen and getting healed by doing a 10-day cleanse. But she's the world's renowned iridologist today and teaches. And big hats off to the Jensen family. And really, you look at those masters, pioneers back in the day, what they did and what they brought to humanity. It's just too bad that the medical cartel has suppressed all this. Because really, at the end of the day, You got to heal the gut. You got to open up those pathways. I don't care what you got.
Right.
If you don't heal your gut, if you're just, I just had someone on who's going to come through next week, and she's had a bunch of things cut out of her body already. Her uterus is gone, and and she's had some surgeries, and been off to Mexico to do some treatments. And I says, well, has anybody ever treated the colon? She goes, no. And I says, well, that's where we got to begin. So it'd be fun to bring her through this cleanse and turn her around. But you think about it. Okay, there's four natural laws we call it. One, you got to clean the colon. Two, you got to clean the small intestine. Remember, you have the surface area the size of a tennis court. All right. The villi, I call it the shag carpet in the gut. That's how your vitamins and minerals got to drop into that villi and into the blood to go out to the cells. You got 50 trillion cells. That's your engine. That's your powerhouses.
How and the that cannot go. That cannot be reached by colonics, right?
No. But we got to get the colon and small intestine healthy so that the nutrition can drop into the and get out to the blood, because the blood's dirty. So how do we clean up the blood? Well, that's a liver cleanse. And so we got to clean up the liver, because the liver, I mean, you breathe stuff, you ate some, you went to the burger joint, you got a standard American issued bread that was made by glyphosate laden wheat, which is poisonous. And your liver is trying to encapsulate that in the bile. You have 50,000 bile ducts in that liver. We gotta clean that out. It's gotta be swept out. And when you clean that out, now the blood can get clean. That's why we gotta clean the lymphatic at the same time. Clean the lymphatic, clean the liver all at the same time. But the colon and small intestine gotta be opened up. A lot of people are doing coffee enemas. The problem with the coffee enemas, they're great if you got a clean colon and small intestine, but most people don't. They're constipated. 95% right. of people on this earth are constipated. So you the coffee enema, for example, people have probably heard of Gerson therapy or whatever. Mm-hmm. Secret I'm going to share with you in a moment about Gerson therapy that you were never told is that, you've been on coffee enemas, which help stimulate the liver to dump bile, with the dump of those toxins. But if your colon and small intestine is plugged up, the liver is just going to reabsorb that junk. And some people get sick. So Dr. Gerson was an amazing gentleman. And of course, they eventually poisoned him and killed him.
Yeah.
But he would go up to Dr. Bernard Jensen's ranch back in California back in the 60s and 70s, and he would do a 10-day retreat. Clean out his colon. Dr. Ellen shared that story with me on the interview I did with her. So, the bottom line is that your engines, your powerhouse, are your cells, and we've got to get the nutrition there. So if you don't have a healthy intestinal tract, it's just not going to get there. And you got to be eating really good quality food.
How are you cleaning out the small intestine?
Well, that's a part of the process. So you're creating peristalsis with the colonics. Water is not going up there. So we're using clay and bentonite clay and some psyllium. Mm-hmm. And of course, we're using it. We're doing a very soft food diet. We're giving a break to the intestinal tract. And so a combination of all that is going to clean that out as well.
Okay.
And then the big thing else that's the other hidden thing that's in there, that's harboring themselves in there, is parasites. Holy moly. Parasites are, they're everywhere. And they're nests in your body. And one of the big things that we treat on the cleanse, I got to share this story with you and find the picture, is getting rid of these parasites. Like what's coming out of my friend's, this gal recently came to us. You can see how black her eyes are, but she literally was having parasites come out of her nose.
Wow.
I have had, that I know of, three people with severe amount of parasites in their head. And hers,
no one
you see how black her eyes here, swollen and puffy. This is all gone now. I couldn't find the after picture, but she's a changed person. She glows now. But doctors just said, well, you're overthinking this. But she showed me, she had pictures of the parasites she had in jars. In fact, she brought me a jar one day of the little critters in there.
Wow.
And the doctors looked at her and said, oh, you're overthinking this. But she's got a combination of the parasites and fungus. And so that's what we've helped her overcome. And what a big difference in this person's ability to live life. This is a picture. And let's see if I can find another picture. I had a gal. Let's see here. Let me see if I can get this on the screen. You guys have got to see this. This is amazing. And this is in the video as well. I don't know if you can see. Can you? So this this lady that came to us, very thin, not overweight. She had been doing a parasite cleanse, taking products, if you will, for 4 years. Spent about $72,000 on supplements. She was taking about 150 capsules per day to get rid of parasites. She said to me, David, if I could just cut the number down of supplements I have to take down in half, that would be a big win, because at night I have to walk for an hour afterwards. It's just so much supplements I'm taking. I said, well, let's do the cleanse. So she did. This is on day 15. She stayed with us a little longer. She did two liver cleanses. This is day 15. This big nest came out. And her naturopath was absolutely shocked to see this. But, you know, the thing is we got these hookworms, ropeworms, flukes, some ropeworms for you. The picture. This is in our viewing tube. You can see here this picture on the right. That's probably a tapeworm that's going out. So, but they grow. They grow very, very large. And they start out small. So if you're eating pork, you're definitely going to have parasites. If you're eating sushi, you're going to have parasites. You know, you get them from your pets, obviously. Doing a regular parasite cleanse is very important to be doing. Taking some herbs for that on a regular basis is important. But they make us do things we normally probably wouldn't think we want to do. This is a roundworm. So I got to tell you a story about this lady. So we had a gal that came to us. She called me up. I had helped her friend who had been on Zyrtec for 16 years get rid of all her allergies and her inflammation. So she called her, this gal called her friend and says, hey, you got to go see Living Waters. So she prayed about it for 2 weeks, called me on the phone, and she told me what was going on. I says, well, let's talk. So she came in and she did a 10-day cleanse, and she had severe vertigo, a lot of allergies. I don't know how she drove a car. I mean, it was amazing. Mm-hmm. And she had tons of parasites come out. And I told her, I says, you know, you're probably going to have to, you want to keep doing the follow-up maintenance. And she says, okay, I'll come back. And this was in the fall. She says, I'll come back in the spring. Well, she didn't. And next thing you know, I saw on Facebook, she's doing these posts where her foot was inflamed and these are, her skin was breaking out. And I says, yeah, you got some more work to do. And so eventually she called me, she came back in and she did 4 colonics. And my wife saw her in the hallway and she says, no, you come back in tomorrow. And she came back in the next day. And I think I have a picture of it here someplace. And maybe I don't, but she had a great big nest come out that had been buried in there, and it finally popped out. Wow. And yeah, I don't know if I have it. This is a picture of yeast candida. We see a lot of that come out. But anyway, the rest of the story with her was her thinking became clear. The vertigo went away. I don't know how she ran her small business. I really don't. She didn't run it well. I can tell you that, because she couldn't think. I mean, it was just so bad vertigo. And that cleared up by getting rid of these. There we are. There's a picture of it right there. That's her picture coming out of from her body in the viewing tube there. That's the you know, if you can see that on the screen there or not, but that's, yeah.
What are we
absolutely
seeing?
Amazing. There's another picture of it. Yeah, we all know, if you're having sex with people, you're probably going to, you pass parasites back and forth. You kiss someone, you got billions of viruses in your mouth. I mean, this is just part of living, but you know, there's a way to handle this and reduce that load. And what happens over time, because of stress and what goes on in our life, constipation, we don't jettison these things like we properly should. And if we had our pH balance was normal, we wouldn't have as many parasites. But most people who come to us are very, very acidic in their body. Mm-hmm. So there's a picture of a tapeworm. We see lots of tapeworms. We've seen tapeworms come out as long as 26 feet. Absolutely incredible.
Wow.
And these guys cause this cause bad thinking. So if you go talk to the hospitals, the police departments, and the fire departments, their busiest day is full moon. Because full moon is when they're birthing babies. So that's why it's so important to be do maintenance. You got to do, because there's going to be more babies born. But you want to get out the big guys, get out these big fellas. And what happens is people become calmer, they become more at peace. I've seen people that had horrible relationships, the relationships get better. I've had people who had the rose-colored glasses on that, you know, probably should have jettisoned their spouse a long time ago, finally wake up and go, oh my God, I need to stop this abuse. Why am I taking this on? I don't want to live this way. But because they didn't have clear-headed thinking because of parasites and all the chemicals in their body, they couldn't think. And once they could think, they become clear, like, oh my God, this is not my life. This is not how I want to live my life. I want to live my life differently. And I've seen people who have went from hating their spouse to fully loving their spouse. I've seen people who, like, shouldn't be with their spouse finally get the courage to jettison that spouse. I've seen people whose businesses are in bankruptcy turn their businesses back around because they got clear and innately in tune with their inner being, and they become the most amazing, beautiful people on earth. Just incredible. Wow. A lot of people say, you know, David, one of the coolest things I learned here, they says, I get it. I go, you get what? She says, I get my connection between me and God. I get it. I feel at peace. I feel connected. I feel whole. And what a gift to feel whole.
You're just bringing up an example of how the spiritual and the physical levels are intimately connected. You can't ignore either one.
No, you really can't. You really can't. And no, it's just, it's been an amazing journey for me to watch this and to watch the people of all walks of life come in with, you know, everything from cancer and psoriasis. And I don't think, did I show you my picture yet? This one here?
Not during the show, no.
Yeah. So guys, I had a lot of things, including cancer, but this is psoriasis. I had some doctors tell me that,
we're still looking at the tapeworm.
Oh, are you? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's my arms.
There you go.
There we go. So going way back in the day when I was a kid, I became very allergic. We lived in farming country and I was allergic to a lot of weeds. And I believe the reason why I was so allergic is because my mom took me to the dentist when I was a young lad, like all the other mothers were doing, and have my teeth checked. And every time I went, I always had two new cavities. And what I intuitively believe, this was definitely one of those dentists who were told at school to drill Phil and Bill. They laughed about dental school, but every time I'd go, I had two new fillings. Surprise! Oh, here's some candy for you on the way out the door.
Right.
But I had 13 amalgam fillings. And wow. If you've got a mercury amalgam in your body, that's a very heavy metal. It degenerates brain neuron tissue. And your body's got to find a place to store this. Well, because I had a lot of mercury, I also had a lot of yeast candida. And yeast candida is a way your body will help to stop mercury from converting to methylmercury. And fortunately for me, I met the great doctor, Dr. Hal Huggins, in the year 2004.
Mm-hmm.
And he supervised. I went to Montreal, Canada, because he was disallowed from practicing in the States. But he taught me a lot in 2 weeks. And he supervised me. He looked at me. He says, David, there's no reason why you should even be awake based upon blood chemistry. You should be asleep. He says, you must have a really high emotional tolerance to being here on Earth. And so he took those mercury amalgams out. I was in surgery 11 hours, took out the root canal. And I was a different guy the next day.
Wow.
But the half-life of mercury is 27 years, and so I had a lot of yeast candida. And what I know to be true is the reason, as I was going through my detoxification, this is one of the things that happened. Eventually, with stress, you know, it popped to the skin. And this is my body's way of saying, hey, dude, pay attention, do some more liver cleanses, which I have done 58 of those over the last 16 years.
Wow.
And that was not fun to endure that, but so it was because of the heavy metals and the yeast candida, the fungus in my body. And so that machine I showed you earlier, the reason why it's here is because I found it from at a naturopath's office, and I loved what it was doing for me. So I bought it from her.
Which machine was that?
The OnDemand pulse frequency machine.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah. But this, of course, healed, and I'm fine today, but...
It's amazing that a lot of dentists are still putting mercury in people's teeth.
Yeah, about 60%, I'm told.
They're telling people that it's very stable, that it's completely safe.
It's not safe at all. And if you look at what happened, as Dr. Hal Huggins shared with me, you know, he inherited Dr. Weston Price's research in 1972. Uh-huh. And Weston Price had proved how bad mercury was, fillings were, and root canals were. And as he was going through that, you know, it was an interesting story because, you know, he was told, like everyone else, you know, we can save all the teeth, we can do root canals, and they're safe. They're not. Mm-hmm. You know, mercury is inert. It is not. And, you know, he figured that out, started teaching other dentists to stop this and let's do it properly. Let's remove these properly. He developed a protocol for that.
Right.
And
a lot of dentists are still giving people fluoride also.
Oh yeah, you bet.
Sodium fluoride.
Yeah.
Hydrofluorosilicic acid, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Dr. David Kennedy also has done, I think, 27 documentaries on mercury. You might want to get him on your show. He's a wealth of information on dentistry.
What's his name again? I haven't heard of him.
Dr. David Kennedy.
David Kennedy. Okay.
Yeah, I interviewed on my podcast and radio show. Wealth of information. Incredible guy. I met him at the Healing ALS conference. We both spoke there. But yeah, anyway, so been a journey for me. So basically, you ask at the beginning, why am I here?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I had to get well. I had to heal me. And you know what's interesting over the years, Richard, is that someone's came in and I go, oh, I understand exactly, because I can totally empathize with them because I've had that symptom. I've right. had so many different right. symptoms over the years, especially the allergies and of course the cancer and the psoriasis. And
people are all labeled by their diagnosis.
Right.
And what they think they have. And I would imagine if they talk to you, most of them would say, well, if a person has this disease, will it help?
Right.
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 And that's got to be a common question.
Yeah, very common question, because you know everyone gets treated. They get treated about their symptoms.
Right.
Right. Everyone's got their labels because they have to get coded. Right. I mean, I was telling Ron, I says, yeah. they look at the guy with the dark circles and the parasites. They're probably figuring out. They probably don't know how to code you. Get paid.
Yeah, it's got to be a new code. And it's got to be a code that says what poisonous chemical to give you.
Exactly.
I mean, medicine to give you.
Yeah. So, at the end of the day, we've got, so will this help? Well, again, we got to get back to the base, your foundation. I talk about this in that video on the site at Living Waters Cleanse.
Right.
The four natural laws, you got to get back to homeostasis and you've got to heal, open up the pathways. You got to. If you're 12 to 15 pounds of old poop sitting there, guys, not doing you any good. Doing colonics, I mean, you feel so much better afterwards. And we got to get that junk out of there. And we do that. Now we can follow and get the blood clean and get the lymphatic cleaned up. For those people who have had breast cancer or went through chemo, we're a good place to come to because we'll clean it. We'll get your brain back. You got chemo brain. We just had a couple of clients that came through. This is an amazing story, Richard. Oh, my goodness. This is a doctor friend of mine, and she got talked by her daughter as a pharmaceutical rep, and she had myeloma bone cancer, and that's a pretty scary one. Mm-hmm. So her daughter talked her into going to Huntsman down in Utah to do the treatments, and so she did. And about a year later, she can't practice anymore because she has no – her memory's horrible. So she came through our cleanse. Got her memory back and said to me on the last day, she said, David, I can practice again. I've got a memory. So I'm going to get tested. I'm going to see where I'm at. And so she went and she got tested. And interesting, their statement was, well, we should probably still be doing some chemo with you. We'll cut it back, but you're clear. We don't see any signs of cancer, but we'll keep doing some chemo on you. Oh, and then by the way, the special gene that she had that doomed her to have cancer and it's her death sentence, right?
Right. They
couldn't find the gene. The gene was gone.
Wow. So she was a very unacceptable patient. Yeah, and I know of one person that I just heard of a few days ago that has bone cancer and is just told by the doctors they're going to die. But they can't do anything else. They probably need to keep doing chemo and, you know, have all their organs removed, the usual stuff.
Yeah, we had a great friend of mine. This guy came to me. They had a big old cancerous lump here on his cheek, and they couldn't figure out what it was. And they were talking about just cutting off his the side of his jaw, and they gave him 2 months to live. And I looked at him, I says, what? Okay. I says, Rob, I says, they're giving you 2 months to live. They don't know what it is, how it got there. They don't understand it. And they want to cut off your jaw. I said, if you only got 2 months to live, dude, what do you want to do in your last 2 months of life? Go do it, or let's get on this, let's start cleansing and see what happens.
Right.
I said, if you were my brother, I would lock the door and I'd put you on that clonic bed. And he looks at me and he goes, okay, I'm in. And I got to tell you, Richard, he did go all in, and that tumor started shrinking.
Within how long?
The next day, I said, Rob, it's already started shrinking. We got to take pictures. Yeah. I got to take a picture of your face. We hadn't even started the 10-day cleanse.
Wow.
He'd done one colonic, one biomet session, and a lymphatic detox. That was all he had done. And on day two, I said, whoa, dude, we're taking pictures right now. We took pictures. And you could not see that when he left the office. And he changed his lifestyle. And here's what's really important. And Rob taught me this. Really drove it home, I should say. Because, you know, they told you you've got so much to live. They told him he had 2 months to live. And he says, David, I've stopped taking phone calls. And I says, well, how do I get a hold of him? He says, well, I know your number. I'll pick up from you. But he says, I went to church, and a lady looked at me and says, Rob, you've got to listen to the doctors. They know. He goes, well, how do you know? He says, well, my husband, they told him he had 6 months to live, and he died on exactly the day.
Right, because they believe it.
They believe it. Your body believes what you tell it. So right. Rob was very big on affirmations and the power of belief. And he just took all that. And, you know, I remember him calling me. He says, hey, David, I'm up here in Northern Idaho. I'm snowmobiling. And I says, oh, how's it going? He says, oh, great. He said, we got the juice in the car. We've got all our fruits and vegetables. And we're just living on the road. We're living our best life. And Rob, I think, lived another 2.5-3 years. So, you know, he far beat the 2 month prediction, but he lived it. He'd call me, hey, want to go skiing, David? I'm going skiing tomorrow. I mean,
what do you think happened that he finally died from?
Well, it was a cancer. And here's what I know to be true. You know, he had spent a lot of money, doing some other things. And, the big thing that I know to be true is you got to keep liver cleansing. I've done 58 for that reason.
Okay, and you have to tell us what you mean by that.
Yeah, so remember I talked about the four natural laws of healing. We got to clean up the blood. And that's going to take a while. That's a process, and that's why we do a liver cleanse. And it's a whole process that we do, and we teach it here, and we do it on the 10-day cleanse. But there's a follow-up method to doing it. It takes about 3 or 4 days, and you got to do colonics with it. And that's how we jettison the bile ducts in the liver so the blood and lymphatic can get cleaned up. Because remember, guys, the last highway of getting nutrition to the cells is the blood. If that blood gets full of old debris and junk, which it does, you know, most people's bodies, I mean, I test people here, and it's shocking how people's blood is so turbid and so gunked up. But that's why they're doing so many valve replacements in hearts these days, because people's blood is more like a milkshake than like water. Guys, your heart shouldn't have to work that hard. That's why you have a shortened life, because it just, so we have to clear up that blood. And
most of the liver cleanses that people are talking about involve drinking a large amount of oil and getting the gallbladder in particular to contract really hard.
Right.
And supposedly pull out stones and things like that. But the warning from some of them is that if the stone is too big and you cause violent contraction, it could be dangerous. So what do you think about that?
Well, okay, job one, the reason why I do not do a liver cleanse for just a straight liver cleanse for anybody is we got to have the pathways open. If you're not willing to do colonics, do not come to see me. I don't want to hear about it, talk about it.
Right.
You've got to clean up. You got to open up the bowels. We don't do a liver cleanse until we believe you, or we'll test you, that the pathways are open enough. So when we dump the liver, it's smooth sailing. It's not violent. Yes, you can have a little nausea. Yes, you cannot feel good that day, but the next day you'll rest and you'll recoup. And you know, once you do, well, I'm telling you, the more you do. I mean, I look at me. I'm 65, and I'm doing stuff I couldn't do when I was 30. And you know, again, I got it. And my dad. My dad was told he's got 14 more years than he was supposed to have. Hit 90 yesterday, You know, it's because he's done 8-10-day retreats.
So the man with the growth on the side of his face that disappeared that had 2 more years.
Yeah. So he did. I told him, I said, I want you to do one every month. I said, you really need to be doing one every month.
A colonic every month.
No, a liver cleanse.
A liver cleanse. Okay.
With 3 colonics, 3 or 4 colonics. And, you know, money was tight because he wasn't working. And
right.
And he had, you know, a large family. So, you know, choices. Hard to say. I mean, you know, maybe it's just his time, but I would love to have seen him do that monthly. And I think that he would have probably, I know he would have. In my heart, yeah. I definitely know he would have lived a lot longer. But
I'm really interested in what's the design potential of our bodies? You know, if you were doing this stuff and you could have everybody follow your recommendations, how would people die instead of having their body out of toxicity crumble? What's it supposed to be normally at the end of your life?
You mean how you'd normally die?
If you had everything clean and functional.
Yeah. Well, I
don't know the answer.
I did my first interview on my podcast was number one with Dr. Ellen Tart Jensen. I'm going to tell Dr. Jensen's story. Have you heard his story?
No. In fact, that's another person who might be good to get on our show too.
Oh, definitely, Dr. Ellen. Okay, I want to tell you Dr. Jensen's story. And here's how you'll die. Because I think he was the great leader. He was the one who, the founder of the Klima boards and so forth. Dr. Jensen, at age 88, got prostate cancer. And the doctor says, well, you're too old for cancer. And 6 months after that, he got hit, rear-ended, his car got rear-ended, and he ended up being paralyzed from the waist down. And he got down to 88 pounds.
This is Bernard Jensen?
This is Dr. Bernard Jensen, 88 years of age.
Okay.
And so the doctor says, well, it's going to be one lucky boy come back from this. And he says, well, I'm going to be a lucky boy. And so he wrote a book, and he wrote a lot of books. And in that book, he says, I made the decision, do I want to live or do I want to die? So he called up his friend, Dr. Mike. And Dr. Mike lived in Montana. And Dr. Jensen left California, went to Northern Idaho. And he stayed with him for 1 year and did cleansing, broth soups, lots of nutrition, lots of nutrients, lots of cleansing for a whole year. He recovered from 88 pounds at 88. I mean, most people would make funeral arrangements at 88 pounds and 88 years old. 6-foot guy, right?
Right.
He recovered. And Dr. Ellen, his daughter-in-law, says, David, he went back on the road, kept teaching, wrote some more books. He says, well, I really believe if he would have slowed down, he would have lived longer. But he was working so hard, tirelessly, to get everything written. And he died at age 92.
Wow. What a story.
And I've met some of his, and how I know that story two ways, from Dr. Ellen. And in my second year, I think we were in business a little over a year. And I was thinking like, hey, you know what? This thing is a drain. You know, we're not making any money. You know, we're not barely keeping the doors open. If it wasn't for other sources, we wouldn't be open at all. Right. And I got a call from the gal that told me that story originally. She says, hey, I heard what you're doing. And this gal owned the oldest chiropractic clinic in North Idaho. And she says, I got to send you Dr. Bernard Jensen's book if you haven't read it. Well, at that time, I just bought every book he had. And I opened it up and I went right to the story. I mean, how divine is that? I said, hold on. Go over to my shelf, pull off the new book, open it up. Boom, there's the story. I go, oh, I found it.
Some of those books are hard to get now, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, if you call Jensen, you know, Dr. Ellen still runs that, and he probably still get him there. But, I mean, what a great guy. What a master. I've never met the man, but I've met a lot of his clients' kids who have told me, but they went through the 10-day process with Dr. Jensen at his ranch in California back in the 60s and lived.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And lived a ripe old age because they did deep tissue cleansing. And so, I think spiritually he hovers around us from time to time giving guidance.
Yeah, it feels like it. I agree.
But I feel like I know the guy, but through his readings, through his writings. But blessings on, you know, the great masters like him and V.E. Irons. And those guys, and Braggs, and those people who really were the champions.
I know. Paul Bragg was incredible.
Incredible. Jack LaLanne. You know, Jack LaLanne's normal. That's my, there. Jack, that's the new normal, guys.
Yeah.
For those of you young, you probably don't remember Jack Mullane, but he developed the first fitness centers. And I saw him on stage at age 94. He was prancing around like he was 22, talking and energy and dynamic. And I thought, that's how you live.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And his dog Happy was on TV with him. So one, I would recommend to everybody to watch the video that you mentioned that we're going to link to below this interview. And I saw that. And one of the things I really liked about it is you don't keep the cost a secret. You know, a lot of promotional videos and they try not to mention how much it costs. And there are places where they're good and you can go there for a couple of weeks and spend $25,000.
Yeah.
With no problem. And you're not like that. You know, not only is the cost reasonable, but you've got financing. And I noticed that's right in the video too. It's amazing.
Well, we've had some great, great donors, and we've had, you know, my wife it's been her ministry, and we have volunteers that come help us during the cleanse. And so we're able to keep the cost very low.
Wow.
because of all that divine intervention, as I call it, that's happened.
Yes. And you said you can only take what, 12 people at once?
Yeah, we're actually 5 or 6 is where we're at right now. So it's a very personalized cleanse. You get a lot of attention.
Right. That's the way it should be.
It's a lot of one-on-one attention. You get 50 hours plus 50 to 60 hours of personalized care. And you add up what that would be in a doctor's office at $350 per every 5 minutes. Like my wife spent when she was in the hospital years ago. Oh, after falling off a roof.
No. Well, the difference is though, that at a natural place that actually helps you, you have to pay for it. You can't just charge it on your insurance. And it's very interesting that the insurance companies are geared to supporting therapies that hurt you. You know, they might cover up your symptoms originally, but after that, in the long run, they almost always make it worse. And that's considered normal. And that insurance will pay for and make believe it's free.
We are able to take the health savings cards and also some of those Christian co-op plans, insurance companies.
Yeah, those are great. Those are great. And there's new ones forming.
Yeah. Yeah.
If somebody was going to pay for it, I think the financing that you've got listed on the video is really impressive. I mean, if somebody can afford $200 or $300 a month, they can do your program.
Yeah, pay it off in about 18 months.
And I just want to clarify, I'm not saying that because I'm getting a cut. It looked like a really good thing to me. And the kind of advertising I like is you say what you actually think, you know, and if something looks good, you say so. So there's no finances involved on my side at all. I just was really impressed. It's a great video.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. So what did we not cover that's important that somebody would want to know?
You know, I think the biggest thing is self-love. Love yourself enough to take care of your body and give yourself the best life. You know,
we've been trained that that's selfish and bad.
Yeah, that's ingrained. I've seen so many people put off, I've told people to sell their car. They look at me like, what? I can't sell my brand new car. I just got it. No, your number one asset is you, and love yourself deeply enough. And if you don't love yourself, come here so you can. That's one of the big things we focus on day one. When you walk in this clinic, first thing we focus on is self-love.
Wow.
You got to do that to change your cellular energy. It's so important.
I've heard that said about many diseases, especially cancer, you know, but it probably has to do with all kinds of so-called incurable degenerative diseases. People want to know how to manifest things in their life. They don't realize they're a master at it already. They just are manifesting something they didn't really have in mind.
Right. Yeah. There's three things I teach you first day you walk in the door. Three words. I'm going to give you guys the secret to the three words you need to know. And because we all have the negative thinking, right? As Zig Ziglar said, stinking thinking. Right. And so it's the three words you need to know is cancel, 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 change it. So you got to say, but you're thinking of thought, maybe you're thinking of argue with somebody, cancel, 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 change it. What are you going to change it to? Well, I like to change it to love. And so when I started doing this years ago, I thought I was a pretty positive person, but I was having all these crazy conversations with things that hadn't happened yet that may happen. I was having all these voices in my head. You got to stop that, guys. You got to stop that. And you got to turn it around. And you got to turn it around. And the biggest, most powerful word in the world is love. But feel that love in your body. Feel the joy. Feel the happiness. Feel the gratefulness. That is so important to put that feeling into your cells, 50 trillion cells, so they vibrate that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, love is a good word in so far as it brings that emotion up. But it's the emotion that has the power.
Yeah, it's so powerful. I mean, there's so many examples. Dr. Joe Dispenza has been proving that with all of his, what he's doing, the work he's doing. And Masaru Emoto showed us that through his science, through the freezing the water that they prayed over versus the water that it had, cuss words yelled at it. And the water was just horribly gross. And then
I mean, it's really important for people to listen to what you're saying right now. It's not the thought, it's the emotion that the thought channels. Exactly. And if you direct it even at supposedly inanimate objects like water, which is not inanimate, nothing is really. It all comes from consciousness and it's affectable. So that we're walking around projecting emotions that we don't even think about because we're so used to them. And what we project to somebody else, we always project it ourselves at the same time.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And especially where we're at today, you know, as I see the craziness that's happened the last 3 years and it's coming at us, I mean, it can get very depressive. But really, at the end of the day, all of us have the ability to change it with just our thought and our emotional beings. And so we're in a spiritual battle. I should say battle. We're in a spiritual challenge.
Yeah, I mean, we're even trained that everything has to be in the paradigm of fighting, you know.
Fight cancer, fight this,
exactly.
Fight that.
Exactly, and you just have a picture of the person fighting cancer as, incredibly tense and focused and stressed. And
yeah,
what would you say? What's the image to put instead of that?
The image?
Yeah,
I think pick an image. The image of, to feel love. I like the heart. I like the shape of a white heart flowing through my body, flowing through my cells, all the way to my 50 trillion cells, down to all the way to the tips of my toes, pushing out any unwanted negative energy that may be there.
Yeah.
And then filling it up with love. We've done this. Lynn McTaggart talks about this in her books. We're getting quantum physics now, but I've done prayer call or intention calls, prayer intention calls, following her model of the power of eight. And we've been all over the world on a Zoom and we put a picture of people in the circle and just express love to them. And those people have healed.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Or gotten better or had the pain reduced
So if you combine that with the physical approach, it's really powerful.
Yeah. 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 White light. I love white light, sharp heart shaped white light. That's what I like to use.
Yeah.
And then feel it. The thing is feeling it.
And that's the whole thing.
Yeah, taking some time and just settle down and just feel the feeling. And that, I think, is the work. It's the work. And
with the feeling, too, it helps to, instead of trying to create it by force, allow it to come into you, knowing that it's already there.
Those are great words, Richard. Those are great words.
You know, waiting to receive it. Because that way you don't have to try to create it out of anything.
Yeah, that's very powerful. Yeah. Yeah. You know, because we have been taught, more physical. And I've been there. I mean, that's, when I started this work was, trying to force it. That's a very good word you used. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a big change. And the thing that comes to my mind is, what happens when it spreads? How much of what's going on in the body is because of the thought that you just... Yeah. Described and the feeling behind the thought and how the world is just a bigger body.
Right.
Each of us being cells, how much of what's going on in the world is the reflection of our messed up intentions.
Right.
I mean, the big shift in being able to grasp this is thinking, listening to David Dehaas say all these kumbaya type ideas but really we know they just make you feel better while you're falling apart so you don't notice it. And that's not the point. you know, they actually create physical changes by focused emotion. And it's been shown in meditation experiments that the violent crime rate in the city will drop during the meditation, you know, a certain major percent. But nobody has scaled that up to what's needed in the world right now. For some, and I find that very strange, you know, what you're talking about on a bigger scale. What would happen to the world? What would happen to the wars going on and the bankers in the central banks trying to destroy everybody's economies? And how would what they want to do change by what we're silently putting out as intention instead of fighting?
Right. You know, and there is a, this is proven, I think it was in Lynn McTaggart's books, they found, because it was, she kept looking for a number, like what percentage of people does it take to make a change, right?
Right, right.
And I ran some numbers on those, I can't remember the percentages right now, but it's pretty small. But yeah, looking at the state of Idaho, which is a state of about 1.7 million people, I believe.
Yeah.
There's some ratio of that. I think it turned out to be able to change the entire state was like, I don't know, 80 people or something. If 80 people were collectively on a
right
Zoom prayer intention call, that would change.
And you know what makes that more fluid too, is that it's not just the number, it's the clarity of intention.
Yeah.
If one person is really totally not just focused with force, but with total relaxation and letting that power from God, you know, I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about the real conscious entity behind everything. That's essentially love. Letting that flow through with no ego in the way and no mental programs that say why it can't happen. Then one person can do more than millions who are just sitting there saying, I'm in a prayer group, so I'm one of the people. Well, you're not, unless you are doing the internal work at the same time.
You know, and just something tripped in my mind. We don't have the amount of monasteries and the people, you know, doing that prayer work like we used to have. You think about it, right?
Right.
So, you know, we've got to pick up the slack.
Well, the other thing is some of the people that are trying to be in that are praying, please give us this, please give us this, you know, health or whatever, world harmony. And in the emotion, which is what makes the change, is the understanding that we don't have it. That's why we're begging for it, whether it's health or world peace or anything. And so what's coming out of us in frequency is we don't have it, we don't have it, we don't have it.
Right.
The manifested reflection says, okay, you don't have it. So people pray for thousands of years saying, please fix everything. But if you can do it like you're talking about, letting it be already a reality. Did you see those three Chinese doctors in the video that Greg Braden found, old black and white video?
Yes.
The lady
Here on the cleanse. I play it here for people.
Yeah, 3 minutes, right?
Yeah, 3 minutes clearing out that cancer. Powerful.
That was not just kumbaya. That was a real physical change.
Yeah.
So if anybody is out there that can absorb, that's the reality. You realize the massive power that's in your hands if you get out of the way.
Yeah. No, it is. It's, you know, and we wake up in the morning and we read the papers and we see the news and we get so caught up in the...
Right.
The trance. We're in a trance, literally, and to step outside of that.
Yes, you have to. Because there's a way to look at the news, however hideous it is, and it's really much worse now than almost anybody realizes. There's a way to look at that and not be sucked into the emotion of it.
Yeah, I use it for entertainment now. That I've came to that, to the other side now. I look at that and it's where I get my laughs.
Well, it's just like the people who come in sick to your place. You know, if you said, oh my God, this is terrible, and you let yourself fall apart because a person coming in is sick, you're not going to be able to help.
Oh, right. Yes.
You see them in their healthy, cured state.
Well, years ago, you know, I grew up, my parents prayed the Lord's Prayer every day. So I probably said it a zillion times. Right. But I was sitting in church one day and I was listening to that Lord's Prayer, and I don't know what I was, 50 years old or whatever, and I went, oh, I had this on earth as it is in heaven, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And yeah, we've almost got that right. We just put hell in instead of heaven for the moment. Got to correct it.
What's that?
Got to correct our current version.
Yeah.
From hell over to heaven, I mean.
Yeah. And you know, I thought, oh, wow. So it's done. We just got to like.
Yeah, the mountain is already moved.
Right.
Because if you're saying, please move this mountain, what you're saying underneath is this mountain can't be moved.
Yeah. Yeah. And that, because of our conditioning and the way we grew up, that's hard to, we've got to keep playing that so we understand.
You got to be willing to step outside your trained reality, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's really exciting. Is there any condition that physically can't be helped by what you're doing?
That would depends. Again, it all depends upon you. I always tell people, I'm not healing you. You're healing you. And I'm here shepherding you through. Our staff is here shepherding you through, guiding you. Right. And, you know, there are a few people I don't take. There's some people I will not take. And that's people with bad attitudes. People mm-hmm. believe their labels. They're always going to have their label. And I can't help those people. If you think you're going to keep your label, then there's nothing I can do.
An example of a label that you're talking about?
Trying to think of someone who, I had two people, both with melanoma bone cancer. One guy came to me and he thought we're absolutely crazy. Okay. And he went off and did all the traditional treatments, refinanced his house, eventually lost his house. And that treatment he got actually caused another dis-ease and he had to spend more money on that. And, he eventually died. Another guy came to me, had melanoma bone cancer. He says, let's do this, David. He said, let's do it. Let's do it. I'm in. Right?
Right.
He believed that he could be healed. And it's been 10, 12 years. Still on earth, still living.
Wow.
Tale of two people, two different beliefs. So really, when I listen to people, I like to listen to their words. And people come and they tell me their stories, what's been going on. And the big question for me is if they believe they can be healed. And, I've made a few mistakes over the years, a couple, where they didn't believe. And right. I regret that we actually allowed them on the cleanse. But, there's people that believe they just can't be healed. And I just don't come. I don't, you know, I want the people who believe they can be healed. And we only help so many people anyway. We're, you know, we take a small amount of people because we give you all of our love, all of our energy.
Right.
And we only got so much to go around. And we'll love you up. It's a very safe environment. The biggest thing that people say when they come here and they come back and they go, oh my gosh, this feels like home. They feel
safe. Do you have a rough idea of what it costs to go to the hotel that you mentioned, the long-term stay?
Yeah, they give our clients a discount. I believe right now it's about $100 a night.
Okay. That's not, doesn't change the cost very much.
No. Yeah.
It's really practical for almost anybody.
Yeah, we've had people, yep. Yeah, we've had lots of on the website. There's 14 pages of success stories that we've shared. Not everyone is willing to go on video, of course. I try to get as many as I can. I've probably got another 14 pages worth. I just haven't put up yet. Haven't had the time.
But there's a bunch of them on the website now, though, right?
Yeah, there's a bunch of them there and on our YouTube channel. Okay. But yeah, everything over there on the website, livingwaterscleanse.com, and there's probably someone with some similar situation that you've probably had. But, we've seen some pretty sick people, but we've always had success in getting them better.
Right, right. It makes sense. Things are simpler than they look.
Yeah, it really is.
Right. Well, be nice to have you back again when you want to come and let us know how things are going.
All right.
In the meantime, I'm really glad that you're there.
Oh, thank you.
How many people can you handle at once and still be comfortable?
We can do, my wife says five, I say seven. If we can find another key person, we could probably go a little higher than that. But that's kind of what, that's what we feel comfortable with right now.
Yeah, that's it for the moment.
Yeah, we like that number. That's a really good number. We give you lots of attention. It's 10 days, and occasionally people stay an extra couple of days if they feel they need to. So, but we're preparing the foods and the soups and the juices, and it's a lot of energy on our part because it's a lot of things going on here.
Yeah, sounds wonderful.
It is.
Good feeling environment. Okay. Well, thank you, David. I really appreciate it. And we'll talk to you shortly.
All right. Thanks so much, Richard.
Okay, you guys, there goes David DeHaas from Living Waters Wellness Center. And I really wanted to get him on. I'm glad he finally had time. And the reason is his approach is perfect. I mean, he's putting together the mental, emotional, and physical all in one package. And it's not overwhelmingly expensive. I mean, compared to a lot of places that I've looked at that cost $20,000 or $30,000 for the same amount of time. He's talking about, if I remember right, it was like $2,000 or $3,000, something like that, for the whole thing. And it's all financeable. So that, you know, and if it's a question of saving your life, there's usually a way to do it. And then I asked him, you know, how much is the hotel? Because you don't sleep at Living Waters. They do everything else there. And he said about $100 a night at this place they've got it as a partner. So that's really exceptionally good deal. And you might be in a situation where it could really make sense to go there. And I know I sound like I'm being paid to promote it. I'm not. It has nothing to do with that. I just want you to be okay and recover and feel better. That's it. And the system that we're in right now is a system of toxic medicine. Most of the doctors are sincere, great people, and they don't know there's an option. I was just listening to one of the doctors on this series that's really interesting called The Real Truth About Health, connected to Hippocrates Center, Wellness Center in Florida, which is another great place. And the doctor they had as a guest was saying, I was talking about Parkinson's disease and saying, well, you know, we really can't cure diseases, but you can give symptomatic medicine. And he was recommending the drug for Parkinson's disease that makes everything worse, but it's an official acceptable drug. And then at the end, you're worse than you were at the beginning, and you become completely unable to take care of yourself. And he said that's the best treatment there is. And it was recommending, you know, exercise and some other things to do with it. And this is what's being taught in medical school, public health school, PhD health school. They're teaching doctors that these poisonous chemicals that are called medicine are really helpful and good for your recovering from diseases. But the diseases can't be cured, of course, and they can only be managed. And managed means that you keep being hooked on drugs for your whole life. And then when the drugs get too damaging, you can always have your organs removed. And then you're even in more interesting condition after that. And then you go to hospice and die. And that's not the only option. Now, I'm not going to be able to talk about this on some of the platforms that censor everything. But if you're listening to it, you're on one of the ones that doesn't do that. And I wish that David and Living Waters had more capacity than five or six clients at a time. But that's the current level that they're comfortable with, and that's what they should be doing. And if a lot of you decide, hey, this could really be helpful, then they're just going to have to decide what to do. Instead of having a 10-year waiting list, they need to figure out, train more people, expand in this without losing any of the quality. And, you know, the centerpiece of his therapy, besides the attitude training, is that open system colonic machine. And I can tell you from personal experience, there's no comparison between that and the closed system. is just way better. It's very comfortable. It's very effective, and it's private. Everything he was talking about his system sounds really excellent. So I hope you can take advantage of it. And if you don't want to go there, at least use some of the ideas that he brought up to upgrade your own everyday lifestyle. And watch out for those foods that are being turned into vectors for mRNA genetic weapons. I'm not going to say gene therapy, because that's not true. I mean, a therapy is supposed to be something that helps you. So the COVID vaccines are not a gene therapy. They're a genetic weapon. And I think getting rid of euphemisms and calling things what they actually are is really helpful. And it empowers you to make different kinds of choices. So let's see, what else do I want to say? Oh, the links that you should be able to see below are for David's website, two of David's websites, livingwaterscleanse.com, livingwaterscleanse, CLEANSE.com is the main website. And the number 4, naturallawsofhealing.com is the website of what he calls a webinar. It's just a talk by David with all kinds of pictures from within the facility. It's really well done. So take a look at that when you got time. I actually took the time to watch the whole thing. It's a little over an hour, and it was really good. So for naturallawsofhealing.com and livingwaterscleanse.com. And I guess the only other thing I'd say is we're starting to put out Substack posts of both written and video nature, or sometimes combined. And you don't have to pay for those. You do have to sign up if you want to be on that list to receive them. And the easiest way to get on that list is go to planetaryhealingclub.com, and then right to the right of where you would sign up for Planetary Healing Club, which you could also do if you want. There's a link that says join the mailing list, or sign up for the mailing list or the email list. And if you get on there, you'll get, I'm starting to put out private messages as often as I can. I think I've done 3 of them so far in the last few days. And it's coming from the general work that we do, from all that we've learned over decades of research, and in particular, the work that David alluded to a little bit in tonight's video of how you can use consciousness to change what you're manifesting now, because you are, into more what you would like to have in your life. And that applies to both physical health and life situations and relationships and all kinds of things that are influenced in ways that you're not aware of by what you're focused on, especially the emotion behind it. And that's planetaryhealingclub.com. So you're welcome to join us there if you're ready to start actively working on that for transforming your own life. And like I was talking to David after the video off air, what we're putting out around the world, as Dr. Cousins has been talking about lately, has an effect on world events. So you have potentially much more power to contribute to the future of life on this planet than you may realize. And we're going to be talking more about that too. And then we'll see you on Monday with the show with Dr. Cousins, and every Sunday morning at, I believe it's 9 o'clock Eastern time. Or is it 9 o'clock? No, it's noon Eastern time, U.S. time, 9 o'clock Pacific time, for the World Peace Meditation that Dr. Cousins just set into motion last week, to be done once a week. And there's a website called worldpeacemeditation.net, I think is what it is. And you're welcome to go there. It costs no money. And if you want to be part of it, sign up, and it's in the form of a Zoom meeting right now. May change to something else later if it gets bigger, but right now it's a free Zoom meeting. So I'll see you there on Sunday, and in Planetary Healing Club at planetaryhealingclub.com, and in the Substack posts that are going out frequently if you're on that mailing list. So I think that's about it. Hopefully I remembered everything. Watch that video from David, and thanks for joining us tonight. We'll see you soon.